ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of 1 ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Mem Beis. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Mem Beis, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before and Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis. Our Gemara refers back to this that we learned in our Mishnah. Ma bein chakiris habedikais. By chakiris echad oimer eni idea dusa metela. By bedikais echad oimer eni idea. Vafiloshnaim oimrim enano yedin idusan kayames. On this, our Gemara asks, Maya filoshnaim oimrim pshita. Kyamer echad eni idea dusan kayames. Kyami betrainami idusan kayames. Our Gemara answers the kasha by explaining pshat in our Mishnah as follows. Amar sheshes aresha koi. V'hochi kamar, v'chakireis v'yoshnayim imim yadanu, v'echad oimer eini idea idu sametela. Our Gemara goes on to explain, k'man k'rikiva d'makish shoy shoyoshnayim. Our Gemara goes on to say, Amarava, v'idu san kayemes k'toni, el Amarava hochi kamar afil v'chakireis shnayim imim yadanu, v'echad oimer eini idea idu san kayemes, k'man d'loy k'rabi akiva. In the Rambam, in Perek Beis, Melchasedes Hachagimel, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Hayu ha'edim merubim. Shnayim mehem kivnu eidus ha'mechakiris v'drishes, v'ashvishi oimer eini eidea teskayim ha'edas v'shnayim v'yei horeg. Which is a chaya v'shita v'rova in our Gemara. In the Lachamishna, we find that the Lachamishna asks the following to me on the shita of the Rambam. L'chir in our Gemara one sees that this shayla, if one of them says eini eidea, if the edus of the other two edim is batal or not is dependent, we are to say like Rabbi Akiva who is makish shoyisho shnayim or not. The Rambam in Parakei Melchasedes Hachagimel paskins like Rabbi Akiva, as the Rambam says, al pi shnayim edim, al pi shoyisho edim laaseis shoyisho kishnayim, ma shnayim nimtze echen kor v'pasal batal edus av shoyisho. And therefore, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva. How can the Rambam possibly say that even if one said eini eidea betzotes kayim al eidos behashnayim? So to explain pshat peshitas Rambam, one has to say that the Rambam explains pshat in our Gemara like the Meiri. The Meiri explains this. Our Gemara says in the second lashon the like Rabbi Akiva, our Gemara does not mean to say that our Mishnah is not going like the shita of Rabbi Akiva, but rather our Gemara means to say that the reason why yidusan kayemes has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. And even according to Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is a dusan kayemes. And the machlokes between the two Rishonim and our Gemara is a machlokes. If according to the shita of Rabbi Akiva, is that a reason for us to say that if one says eini eidea, that the other eidim are nisbatel as well? That is lechayr the mahalach b'shitas Rambam. But now one has to understand what is pshat in the machlokes between the two Rishonim of according to Rabbi Akiva. If one says eini eidea, will we say teskayim al-eidos v'ashnayim hanesharim or not? So before we explain pshat and machlokes between the two Rishonim according to the Rambam and the Meiri, I would first like to remark them with this that we find in Rashi in our sugya. Rashi explains this. Our Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, the entire eidos is batel. Our Gemara is referring to the following halacha that we say v'ashnayim enim zeimen ad shezumu shneim av shoshtan. And for that reason, we will say that if one says eini eidea, one cannot be mazim shoshtam, and therefore one cannot have ad sheyazumu shoshtan. And for that reason, the entire eidus is batal, since the eidus is eidus shiata yochel aziman. Now, okay, one has to understand pshat and Rashi. Why didn't Rashi explain that our Gemara is referring to the halacha of nimtza ech mem kar v'pasal? That if one has three edim, and one of the Edom was found to be a Karvei Apostle, then he do san beteila. And for that reason, we should say that if one of them said, Eini Eide, Eidu san beteila, based on the Lach of Nimza Echaman Karvei Apostle, which is how Tesis explains Pshat in our Gemara. So to explain Pshat, Peshitas Rashi Ocheon has to say as follows. The Rashi understands that as far as the Ikra Lacha Rabbi Kiva Nimza Achmim Karve Pasal Yidusa Betila, it is not enough that the Eidos of one of the Eidim is Batal, in order that the rest of the Eidos should be Nisbatal, but rather one needs a Psul in order for us to say that the Psul affects all the Eidim. And therefore, in our sugya, there is no psul, since the entire problem is only this, that their eidos is eidos shiat yachal azima. And since there is no psul, for that reason, we cannot apply the halacha nimtza echmem karvi psul, and for that reason, Rashi has to explain that the entire problem is because one needs ad shiazumu kulan. That is the mahalach v'shitas Rashi. Based on this, one can explain that the machlikas between the two ashenis, according to the Rambam, and the Meiri is as follows. And the Machlokes is B'Yisoy Din Nimtza Echmim Karvei Pasol. Do we say that one needs a psul in order to have the Lacham Nimtza Echmim Karvei Pasol? Or do we say that even without a psul, still there is a Lacham Nimtza Echmim Karvei Pasol? The first Lashon of our Gemara understands that according to Rekiva, we will apply the Lacham Nimtza Echmim Karvei Pasol even without a psul. And for that reason, even though in our sugya there is no psul, but rather all one has the bitul eidos, since the eidos is eidos shiat yachal azima, that itself is enough for us to apply the halacha of nimtza echemem karvei pasul. On the other hand, Rava understands in the second lashon that in order to have the halacha of nimtza echemem karvei pasul, one needs a psul, and over here there is no psul, there is only a bitul eidos. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Machlokes between the two Ashenis of our Gemara according to the Rambam and the Meiri. Now, one has to understand what is the basis of this Machlokes. If in order to have the Halacha of Nimtza Echmim Karvei Pasul, one needs a Psul, or even without a Psul, one can have the Halacha of Nimtza Echmim Karvei Pasul. So, to explain the basis of this Machlokes, one has to say that the Machlokes is a fundamental Machlokes as far as how to understand the Halacha of Nimtza Echmim Karvei Pasul. There are two basic Machlokes as far as how to explain the Halacha of Nimtza Echmim Karvei Pasul. Either one can explain the Halacha of Nimtza Echmim Karvei Pasul by saying that the Psul affects the entire Eidos, and the entire Eidos is affected by this, that one of the Eidim was Nimtza Karvei Pasul. That is one way to explain Pshat and Halacha of Nimtza Echmim Karvei Pasul. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Halacha of Nimtza Echmim Karvei Pasul is by saying that we consider all the Eidim of the Kat as the Mekayim HaDavar, and therefore one needs all the Eidim in order to be Mekayim the Davar. And if one Eid was Nimtza Karvei Pasul, one is missing in the Eidim that one needs in order to Mekayim Es HaDavar. That is the second mahalach with which one can explain pshat and halacha of nimtza echemem karvei pasul. Based on these two tzadim, one can explain the machlokes as follows. If we are to understand that halacha of nimtza echemem karvei pasul is because we say that the entire eidos is affected by this, that one of the eidim was nimtza karvei pasul, in order for the entire eidos to be affected because of this, that one of the eidim was nimtza karvei pasul, one needs a psul. The fact that one of the Eidos of the Eidim was in Spatel is not enough to affect the entire Eidos. And for that reason, Rav on the second Lashon explains that even according to Rekiva, if one says Eini Eidea, that does not affect the rest of the Eidos. This, that according to the first Lashon of our Gemara, we will say Nimtzachem Karvei Pasul. Even by Eini Eidea is because the first Lashon of our Gemara understands that Halacham Nimtzachem Karvei Pasul is because we need all the Eidim. All the Eidim of the Kat are the Mekayimei HaDavar. And if we are missing part of the Kat, we are missing in the Eidim that we need in order to Mekayim Es HaDavar. And for that reason, even if one of the Eidos of the Eidim was in Spatel, because he said Eini Eidea, and his Eidos is Eidos Shiat Yachal Azima, that itself is a reason that we will say Nimtza Echem Karvei Pasul, and all their Eidos and will be in Spatel, since we do not have all the Eidos that one needs in order to Mekayim Es HaDavar. One needs the Eidos of the third Eid as well in order to Mekayim Es HaDavar, and one does not have the Eidos of the third Eid, since his Eidos is Eidos Shehiyat HaYocho Azima. But now here one can still ask, what is Pshat Peshitas HaRambam that the Rambam says? That if one says, Eini Yedea Tiskayim HaEidos V'Shar, what happened to this that Rashi says that one needs Ad Sheyazumu Kulan? And one cannot have Ad Sheyazumu Kulan. And for that reason, the entire Eidos is Eidos Shehiyat HaYochel Azima. And even though we took care of the problem of Nimtza Echem Karvei Pasal according to the Shita of the Rambam, but what happened to Halach of Ad Sheyazumu Kulan? So to answer this Kasha B'Shita HaRambam, one has to say as follows, that even though there is Halach of Ad Sheyazumu Kulan, so to answer this Kasha B'Shita HaRambam, one can say one of two malachim. Either one can say that the Rambam understands that halacha v'ad sheyazumu kulan is only referring to an eidos, which could become huzam, and one has to imazim all the eidim that could possibly become huzam, but if one has an eid that cannot become huzam, one does not need to imazim that eid in order to imazim the other eidim, and therefore if one eid says any eidaya, we can rekayim ad sheyazumu kulan by being mazim the other two eidim. That is one mahalach, which one can explain pshat b'shitas HaRambam. Another mahalach, which one can explain b'shitas HaRambam, is by saying that even if the eid answers to one of the chakiras, eini yedea b'tzlos eidos is eidos shatayachol azima. And even though you find that our Gemara says, that if an eid says eini yedea b'chakiras, the reason why his eidos is batal is based on this, that his eidos is eidos shatayachol azima. Our Gemara just means to say, as you mentioned in our Shir and Daf Mem, B'Shem the Beis HaLevi, that from this it is Mukhrach that Zman and Mokim are an essential part of the Eidos. But that does not mean that if he answers Ein Yedea to one of the Chakiras, his Eidos cannot become Huzam, but rather his Eidos can become Huzam. And therefore, it can be Niskayim Ad Sheyazumu Kulam, even though one of them said Ein Yedea. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat Peshitas HaRambam. As we find Rashi and Tesis ask the following Kasha on our Gemara, if we are to explain that our Gemara is referring to the Halacha of Ad Sheyazumu Kulan. If so, why does our Gemara bring down the Halacha B'Shem Rabbi Akiva? The Halacha of Ad Sheyazumu Kulan is the Halacha of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah Makas Nafim Rebeis is the one who says the Halacha that one needs Ad Sheyazumu Kulan. Rabbi Akiva goes on to say that this that one needs Ad Sheyazumu Kulan is Pashat, but rather the Hekesh of Shnayim Teshoisha is coming to Mechadet, that the third Eid is Nenash with the Oynish of Kasher Zomam just like the other two. And we do not say Hoyo B'Avu Hoyso Eidus Meskayemes Hoyasu B'Din HaZoma. For that reason, one needs the Hekesh to Mechadesh Shafum Mekayme Hadavar, and he is also Nenash with the Oynish of Kasher Zomam. If so, our Gemara should have brought down the Shita of Reb Shimon and not the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So to explain Pshat in this, our Gemara brings down the Shita of Rabbi Akiva and not the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Well, one can explain Pshat in our Gemara as follows, that according to Reb Shimon, even though according to Reb Shimon there is a Halacha of Ad Sheyazumu Kulan, but there is a tremendous difference between the Halacha of Ad Sheyazumu Kulan according to Rabbi Akiva and Ad Sheyazumu Kulan according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, that one needs Ad Sheyazumu Kulan based on the drasha, that the Torah is makish shvoisha teshnayim, then one can say that the entire halacha of Ad Sheyazumu Kulan means one has to be mazim all the eidim that have the potential to be huzam. But let's say one has an eid who does not have the potential to be huzam, one does not need Ad Sheyazumu Kulan, but rather one needs only to imazim anyone who has the potential to become an Eid Zeymim. Like we mentioned before, B'Shitas HaRambam, on the other hand, according to B'Kiva, who understands that Halacha of Ad Sheyazumu Kulan is Halacha Pshuta based on this, that all the Eidim are considered part of one Kat. According to B'Kiva, the Halacha of Ad Sheyazumu Kulan is referring to all the Eidim that are included in the Kat. And one needs to be able to imazim all the eidim. And therefore one needs to be able to imazim even the eid who said, Eini Yedea. And for that reason, our Gemara brings down the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, not the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. That is a chayra, how one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Mahalach of Rashi. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara refers back to this, how we went to the Mishnah, Echad Omer B'Shnayim B'Chedesh V'Echad Omer B'Shoyish B'Chedesh Eidusan Kayemes. As our Mishnah explains, because we say, Shezaidea B'Burei Shal Chedesh V'Zaini Eidea B'Burei Shal Chedesh. In Taisis, in our sugya, we find that Taisis asks the following kasha, what is Pshat in this, how we say, Shezaidea B'Burei Shal Chedesh V'Zaini Eidea B'Burei Shal Chedesh. Umayil Daikina Bahani Sadi. Taisus answers his kasha by saying, "V'yishvoyim the shaper daikinon, kiven the shaylinim beizayoyim, u'mechavnim u'yamelchad shamina zayyada biburei shal chedesh v'zelo yada." And it is because you're mechavin u'yamelchad that we say that one is yedea biburei shal chedesh and one is not yedea biburei shal chedesh. Without this, that they are both mechavin u'yamelchad, we will say that both of them know biburei shal chedesh. And they are machishem adadi. Taisus goes on to ask, "Vim taimer hechidaik me'acha bereish ben sayer de bedine nefashas azlina baseruba de ruba de inchi tov bibur di archa shani hacha de kivnu shneim yom echad." Taisus answers his kasha by saying, "V'yishvoyim adem isad azlina baseruba habayk a chayzer umagid b'may de kamri achar kach de kvar hokhishu." And for that reason, one needs azlina baseruba. But even though we are Azlina Basaruba, but so if not for this, that they are both Mechavin V'Yemechad, we would have said that both of them know about Iburei Shal Chedesh, and they are being Machesh HaAdadi. In the Goyin of Chesha Mishpat Simonu Amitz of Katan Yotes, we find that the Goyin answers Taisus' Kash with a different Malach, and the Goyin explains, this that we do not say, that Tarvayo Yadi Iburei Shal Chedesh, and they are being Machesh HaAdadi, is because since, as the Gemara says later on the Samach Testament, the Ruba de Inchi To Bibur de Archa, since Ruba de Inchi are Teya Bibur de Archa, for that reason we are Teya, that they were Teya Bibur de Archa. And that itself is the Gemara's Raya of Samach Testament Aleph, that by Dine Nefashas Azuna Bas Ruba, since had we not been Azuna Bas Ruba, then we would say that maybe they are being Machesh HaAdadi. But now they are Azina Basruba, based on this, the Azina Basruba, for that reason we do not say that they are being Machesh HaAdadi. That is how the Goyin answers the Kash of Taisvis. And so to the Goyin says, is Mavur and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Lametz of Zion. Then in Shulchan Aruch we find the following halacha, if the Malveh says, Shal Yehovalai Elamone Echad, even though they are not being mechavin to the same yom, but still we say that havayach hamona misadi, and one of them was toya bibur di archa. In other words, from the mechaber one clearly sees that the mechaber understands that even without them being mechavin liyemecha, but still we say that one of them was toya bibur di archa. Now, okay, one has to understand pshat and tesis. What is Pshat in the Kasha of Taisus? Why didn't Taisus say, based on the Gemara later on, that Samach Tasim and Aleph, that Ruba de Inchi are Tehbi Bur de Archa, for that reason, we do not say that they are being Machesh HaAdadi, but rather, since Bedine Nefashas Azina Bas Ruba, we say that they were Tehbi Bur de Archa. So to explain Pshat in the Kasha of Taisus, one can explain based on this that we find by Rabbi Chanan in Kavitshurim Emsachim. That even though, as Gemara says later on, that Samach Tes, that Ruba de Inchi are Teya Bibur de Archa, all that means to say is that Roiv people are able to make such a mistake. But we do not know the Roiv people were actually Teya Bibur de Archa. And since we do not know the Roiv people were actually Teya Bibur de Archa, all we know is that there is a possibility for people to be Teya Bibur de Archa based on Roiv. For that reason, we still have a suffix. And since we still have a suffix, if so mi suffix, we should say that we cannot kill someone mi suffix. That is a chayr pshat in the kasha of Taisus. For that reason, Taisus understands that the roiv of people that are teya bibur di archa only accomplishes this, that we do not have a palm of chayzer or magid, and we do not see that they are machesh, their edus, when they said different days of the chaydesh. That is one mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Taisvis. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and the Kasha of Taisvis is this, that even if there is a Rav, and even though there is a Rav, the Rav people are Teya Bibur Di Archa, but still based on the Pasuk of Eshavto Eida V'Tzila Eida, We should be mevara if they were toya bibur diarch or not, and we should ask them, were you toya bibur diarch or not? And for that reason, the entire kasha of Tesis is only as far as dine nefashis are concerned. As far as dine nefashis, we should say that maybe they were not toya bibur diarch, and therefore one has a chasha, and therefore based on the pasuk of a shavto eide vitzileide, we should be mevara if they were toya bibur diarch or not. Based on this, one can say that as far as Eidos or Mammon, Tesis never asked his kasha, though to say that they're being Machesh Adadi and both know about Ibur Diarcha. Since Rav people are Toya Bibur Diarcha for that reason, we have no reason to assume that they're being Machesh Adadi and therefore one has an Eidos or Hoitzi Mammon. And as far as Mammon, there is no Chiyuv to Mavar, then maybe they both know about Ibur Diarcha. Only as far as Nefashis, based on the Pasuk of Ashavto Eidav Itzio Eidos, Tesis asks, that let us be medayik if they know about Ibur Diarch or not. And therefore, it is possible that it will come out that we have Eidim HaMachishim Adadi. And for that reason, as far as the halacha of Shulchan Aruch, that the Mechaber and Siman Lamed says, that by Mammon, even if they are not Mechaber to the same day, but still we say that they retire Bibur Diarch, that is because as far as Mammon is concerned, we are Semech on the Raiv. And for that reason, we are able to Yimaitzi Mammon. Based on this, the people are Toya Bibur Diarcha. In the Gemara Masechet, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we find that the Gemara asks the following kasha. If one eid said B'Shalosh Shoyes, and the other eid said B'Chamesh Shoyes, then the halacha is Eidus on Kayemes, since we say that each eid was Toya. On this, the Gemara asks, U'ma'ilu Daikinim B'Hanisadi Dehai Dekamer Shalosh B'Tchila Shalosh, Dehai Dekamer Chamesh B'Sayv Sheish, Davi Eidus M'Cheshes V'Loi Katrinon, Now, here one has to understand Pshat in the Gemara. Why did the Gemara only ask the Kasha based on the Pasuk of Veshavtu Aida Vitzi Aida? Let the Gemara just say that one has a Safik. And since there's a Safik, we cannot call someone Misafik. And one cannot say that as far as his toes there's a Rav, since as he mentioned before, B'Shem the Goyin explains that over here there is no Rav. There is only a Rav as far as this, that people are Toya Bibur Diarcha. And since there is no Rav, for that reason, Misafik, we are not able to kill someone. So to explain Pshat and Gemara Masechet, we find that the Shita Mekubetas HaChodesh brings down from the Malbim, that the Malbim explains Pshat and Gemara as follows. That even though there is a Safik HaChosha, but still there is a Cheskas Kashos of the Edim. And based on this, that there is a Cheskas Kashos of the Edim, that itself is a reason that we should assume that they were Toya. And since there is a Cheskas Kashos, for that reason, this that the Gemara asks, that by Dine Nefashis we should say that they were not Toya, is only based on the Pasuk of Veshavtu Aida Veitzilo Aida. Based on the Pasuk of Veshavtu Aida Veitzilo Aida, for that reason, we do not go after the Cheskas Kashos of the Edim, and we do not kill someone based on the Cheskas Kashos of the Edim. That is how the Malbim explains Pshat in the Gemara. Based on this, one can explain another Mahalach as far as the Halacha of the Mechaber. That as far as Eitzas Mammon, we are Tua that they were Tua Bibur Diarcha, even if they are not Mechaven or Eisei Hayayim. And even without being Mechaven or Eisei Hayayim, but still we will say that they were Tua Bibur Diarcha, since there is a Cheskas Kashos, and as far as Mammon, a Cheskas Kashos is enough. And therefore we will say that they were Toya Bibur Diarcha, even without them being Mechavenu Al-Oisei Hayayim. That is another Malach, with which one can explain Pshat in the Sheet of the Mechaber, according to our Tesis. In the Goyin, we find that the Goyin asks the following Kash on the Teretz of our Tesis. How can Tesis say that the only reason why we are Toya Bibur Diarcha is because they were both Mechavenu Al-Oisei Hayayim? If so, what is Pshat in this that we learned? That if one it says Bevei Shoyes, Ve'echad Omer Gimel Shoyes, Eidusan Kayemes, because we say they were Toya, why didn't we say that they were not Toya, and therefore one has a Kasha? The Goyin answers his Kasha by saying that Tesis understands that the Toos Be'ibur HaChidesh is a Dover Rachik, and therefore one needs that they are Mechaven Ol Eisa Yeim in order for us to say that they were Toya Be'ibur Diarcha. On the other end, as far as Toos Shoyes is a Dover Hamotzi. And for that reason, even without any hechrich, for us to prove that they were Toya, we will say that they were Toya in the toes of Shoyes. That is how the Goyin explains Pshat in Tosis, but one has to understand. As we find in the Gemara that was on the Testament Aleph, the Gemara clearly says that Roiv people are Toya Bibur the Archa. So to explain Pshat in the Goyin, one has to say, as you mentioned before, B'Shem Abachanan, that even though Roiv people are Ololitis Bibur the Archa, but that does not mean the Roiv people are actually Toya Bibur the Archa. And therefore, needs a hechrich of this that they are mechaven or mechad for us to say that they are toya vibur di archa. On the other hand, the ta'us of sha'is is a dover hamotzui. Roiv people are actually toya b'sha'us. And since roiv people are actually toya b'sha'is, for that reason, one does not need a hechrich for us to say that they are toya, and there is no hachasha. That is a chira, pshat in the goyin. Now, getting back to the second kasha, Tosis asks, that what was the hechrich of the Gemara that Roiv people are toya vibur di archa? If anyways one needs that they were mechaven u'yemechad in order for us to say that they were not toya, we find in the Sefer Sholem Yehuda and Siman Zayin the following mahalach. That without Roiv, even though since they're mechaven u'yemechad, we will say that they were toya vibur di archa, but still will be considered as if he said any idea, as far as the chakira of Eze Yoim Bachedesh. And if one says, Eini Edea Da'och, as they do say B'teila. And for that reason one needs this, that Ruba De'inchi Arteya Bibur De'archa, since now it is considered as if he said the right day. With this we find that the Shalom Yehuda goes on to explain that as far as Shoyas are concerned, even without this, that there are really people that are Teya B'Shoyas, but still there is nothing missing as far as the Chakira of Shoyas. Since there are people that are Toya, for that reason the entire Chakira of Shoyas includes the Tos. In other words, when we ask the Eidim Be'eza Shah, Be'eza Shah could mean Be'eza Gimo Shoyas. And therefore, it was in Skyim the Chakira, even without a Roiv. Rameir Simcha, in the beginning of Hochasedos, brings down Meshem the Tumim a similar Mahalach. And Rameir Simcha says that as far as the Chakira of Eiza Shah, the Chakira is only in which 12-hour period did the Maisa take place. We do not ask a specific Shah. And therefore, Obi Niskayim the Chakira, even if he was Toya B'Shoyis. Now, let us go on to the next Sugya. Our Gemara discusses the Bracha of Kiddush Hovana. And our Gemara says, V'amar Avacha bar Chanina amar Vasya amar Bichnon Kovarach al Chiddush Bezmane Kiyu Mekava Pnei Shechina. And our Gemara goes on to say, Omer Abaye, Hokach Nimrinu Mu'umid. Rashi explains the Hokach of Abaye, that because it is considered Mekabo Pnei Shechina, for that reason, Mu'umid Boi Levruche Mepnei Kovet Shechina Shehu Mekabo. Now to explain this, our Gemara says, Komevorach al Chodesh Bezmane Kiwa Mekabo Pnei Shechina, we find two Mehalchim in the Mefarshim. In Rabbeinu Yena al-Harif in Brachas, we find that Rabbeinu Yena explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows. Rabbeinu Yena explains, Mipnei shakadosh baruch hu af al pi she'inei nira la'ayin, nira hu al-dei gvuroisav nefalaisav kinyin shenemar al-chein ata kel mestater al-kei yisol meshiyah. Kvaymer af al pi she'ata mestater, ata hu al-kei yisol la'asei simoim kama nefoyis Ba'ata Mashiach b'chaleis u'v'chol shah. Ba'idei teshuascha royim oizcha b'nei Adam. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yehuda goes on to say, V'gam kein b'kan, agdei mashem echadesh chadashim hu meskala livnei Adam, hu ki'u mekabon ponav. In other words, Rabbeinu Yehuda explains this, our Gemara says, ki'u mekabo p'nei shechina. The reason why it is considered ki'u mekabo p'nei shechina is because through this, our Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh Chadashim, he is Meskala Livnei Adam. And since he is Meskala Livnei Adam, through this, he is Mechadesh Chadashim, for that reason, it is considered Kmekabo Pnei Shechina. In other words, any Giwi of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world is considered Kmekabo Pnei Shechina. And since a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Meskala through this, that he is Mechadesh Chadashim, for that reason, it is considered Kmekabel Pnei Shechina. That is the first Mahalach that we find as far as how to explain this, our Gemara says, Komevorach al Chodesh Bezmane Kiyu Mekabel Pnei Shechina. The second Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara is as we find in the Marasha In Chidush HaGodes, that the Marsha explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows. Lefi sheyisal begalusan einan zeichin liris p'nishchina urechoyke mikabalosa aval chidish halavana husimin liyisal shemasidin leschadish kamoisa lefar liyitra mekibo p'nishchina. And therefore the bracha, the mevorech al chidish bezmane is a simin shemasidin leschadish kamoisa. And therefore, hari onu ki'ilu mekablen p'nei hashchina. In other words, since the bracha on the Ovana is a simin, that we are asidim eschadesh, and we will be mekabel p'nei hashchina, for that reason it is considered now ki'ilu mekablen p'nei hashchina. Now as far as this rabbi says, hilkach tzoruch ha'meimer mo'med. As we mentioned, Rashi explains the hilkach as follows, that since it is considered mekabel p'nei shchina, for that reason mo'umid boi levruchei mipnei kovet shchina shu mekabel. On the other hand, Nebeni Menayach, in Perek Yud Mehoches Brachas Vachid Zayin, we find another mahalach as far as how to explain this. Rabbi says, hilkach tzoruch ha'meimer mo'umid. And Nebeni Menayach explains this, that he has to say the bracha of the Ovana mo'umid, is because Berkas ha'ovana have eidos, and all eidos has to take place mo'amid. V'chir pshat in this, Abinu Menayach explains that the hilkach v'abaye of tzoruch ha'meimer mo'amid is based on this, that there is an eidos taking place, is because Abinu Menayach understands pshat in our gemara like the Marsha. This that we say, that he is considered k'makabo p'nei hashchina, is because the bracha on the Ovana is a simen that we are asidim leschadesh k'moisa, and therefore there is an eidos taking place with the bracha of the Ovana, that asidim leschadesh k'moisa. And for that reason, Abayi says, since there is an eidos taking place that asidim leschadesh k'moisa, for that reason that halacha is tzoruch ha'meimer mo'amid. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara goes on to say, Merimar umar zotra mekas v'adadi umevorechi. Now, as far as how to explain this, our Gemara says, Meimar Marzutra Mekas V'Adadi Mevarchi, we find two Mahalchim in the Mefarshim. The Arama explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows, that Meimar Marzutra Zekenim Hoyu Kvedim, Voy Hoyu Echayim Lamed, Voy Avdeyim Eilichim Oysam Al Kisvehim, Umevarchim Mo'omid. That is how the Arama explains Pshat in our Gemara. According to the Arama, our Gemara is a continuation from this. Rabbi says, "Hilkach tzoruch ha'meimer mo'amid." In the Bach and Simin Tav Chafav, on the other hand, we find that the Bach explains Pshat in our Gemara with a different Mahalach, and the Bach explains this. Our Gemara says, "Meimer marzutra mekas ve'adadi." Our Gemara means to say, "Shoyoimid kol echad b'fnei atzmei u'mevorech al neschar b'u'yachad kesvein u'adadi mevorechin yachad shezeu derech hashivos lahak b'opnei hashchina." According to the Mahalach of the Bach, the Hemshech of our Gemara is this, that since the bracha on the Ovana is considered k'makabel p'nei hashchina, and for that reason there is halacha of tzoruch ha'meimer mo'amid, so too for that reason one needs to mevarech the Ovana derech hashivos, and for that reason meimar umarzutra umarkas v'adadi. According to the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Menayach, one can explain pshat in our Gemara as follows, that just like the bracha on the Ovana has to be said v'amida, since there's an eidos taking place, for that reason, Reimar umarzutra mekas v'adadi, since there's an eidos taking place, for that reason, they were made the eidos of the Ovana together. Our Gemara goes on to say, Amar Ravach Ravashi, b'marava mevorchi boruch mechadesh chadashim. Amar lehai nashi tidon nami mevorchi. Elok de v'yehuda d'amar v'yehuda, and the rest of the Nusach of Kiddush HaOvana. Now, here one has to understand what is pshat in this, our Gemara says. Hai, Nashi didon nami mevorchi. If Noshim are mevorch the bracha of the Ovana, then they should say the entire Nusach. What is pshat? That the Noshim only said part of the Nusach, which is Baruch Mechadesh Chadashim. So in the Meiri, we find that the Meiri explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows. This our Gemara says, that Hai Nashe Didon Nami Mevorchi. Our Gemara means to say, Nashim Vameorech Enem Yedim Mevorch Mevorchim Baruch Ata Hashem Mechadesh Chadashim. And Nashim is Lavdavka Nashim. But Nashim refers to anyone that does not know the Nosach HaBracha. Anyone that did not know the Nosach HaBracha said, Baruch Ata Hashem Mechadish Chadashim. And for that reason, we find that the Bria Rocha in Siman Tav Chav Vav says the following Chiddush. That the Bria Rocha proves from our Gemara that it is Mashma from our Gemara Din B'di Eved Birach Baruch Ata Hashem Elkeinu Melechayu Mechadish Chadashim Diyotza. Ela de'enoi min amovchar v'minig nashim v'amei ha'aretz. That is the first mahalach with which one can explain pshat in our Gemara. In other mefarshim, we find another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in our Gemara. This our Gemara says, that nashim make a bracha baruch ata Hashem echadish chadashim. Our Gemara is referring specifically to nashim, that nashim do not say the entire nusach ha-bracha. And this, that Nashim do not say the entire Nosach HaBracha, is because the Nosach HaBracha, which includes this, how we say, V'lalavona omar sheteschadesh ateres teferes amusei vaten shemasidim leschadesh kemoisa, is the eidos of Kiddush Havana. And since Nashim are lab and the eidos, for that reason, Nashim are not included in saying the Nosach of Kiddush Havana, but rather all they say is Baruch Ata Hashem Echadish Chadashim. As we will see, Be'ezus Hashem, Rav Moshe explains Pshat in our Gemara with a different Mahalach. Now, as far as the Bracha of Kiddush Havana, we find in the Achrenim the following Shaila. As far as Hilchos Brachos are concerned, we find a number of types of Brachos. First of all, there is a Berkas Hanenin, that one makes a Bracha on Hana. And then there are brachas which are referred to as Birkas HaShvach. And the bracha is not for another one is about to have, or for another one already had, but rather it is a bracha that is coming to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now as far as brachas which are included in this category of Birkas HaShvach, we find that some brachas which are included in this category of Birkas HaShvach need a re'iyah. For example, the bracha on yamim nahares harim gvois mudbaris. The one one sees yamim nahares harim gvois mudbaris, he makes the bracha. And then there are brachas which are berkas hashvach that do not need a re'iyah. For example, the Rama says in simim mem vav sevches that kol habrachas ha'ilu which refer to berkas hashachar afu in ischay ben mevorech ha'isan dein habracha davka al atzmai al mevorechin shakadosh baruch hu bara tzarechi ha'ilam. And even if one did not experience Tzarchei Ha'ilam, but still he makes a Berkas HaShvach, Al Minhagai Shal Ha'ilam. In the Mishnah Megillah Daf Chav Tav Rav Aleph, we find in the Mishnah the following Machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. If a Suma makes the Bracha of Yoytzer HaMa'iris, Tanakama understands that a Suma makes the Bracha of Yoytzer HaMa'iris, on the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shal Yoyah Ma'iris Miyamav Einai Peres Al Shema, and a Suma cannot make the bracha of Yoytzer HaMa'iris. V'chir, one can explain that the machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is a machlokes if in order to make the bracha of Yoytzer HaMa'iris one needs to have a re'iyah of the Ma'iris or not. But as one sees in the Gemara explains pshat the machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda with a different mahalach. That this Rabbi Yehuda understands that one does not make the bracha of Yoytzer HaMa'iris is because one needs Hana V'Halesle. Rabbanan on the other hand argue, because Rabbanan understand that even a Suma has Hana from Ma'iris, since through other people seeing the Ma'iris, the Suma himself is helped, and for that reason the Suma himself has Hana from Ma'iris, and therefore he can make a bracha of Yoytzer Ma'iris. From the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and from this that the Gemara explains that even according to Tanakama, this that a Suma makes a bracha of Yoytzer Ma'iris, it is only because the Suma himself has Hana from Ma'iris. From there one sees that there is another type of Birkas HaShvach as well. That besides for this, the one is Mevorech a Birkas HaShvach to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Gevur Reisav. But there is another type of Birkas HaShvach that a person is Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating things through which them he can be Nana. And even though the bracha is not directly on the Hana, but the bracha is a Birkas HaShvach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things for his Hana. And for that reason, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda argue, if a Suma can mevarech the bracha of Yoytzer HaMa'iris, since one needs that the Suma should be Nana in order to make the bracha of Birkas HaShvach on the Ma'iris. Now one has to understand as far as the bracha on the Havana. L'chir it is pashit that the bracha on the Havana is not a regular Berkas Hanenin. Had the bracha on the Havana been a regular Berkas Hanenin, then he should mechuyav to mevarach every time he is nene from the Havana. And from this that he is only mevarach on the Havana. V'shas chidushay, from there one sees that the bracha on the Havana is a Berkas Hashvach. But now one has to know, as far as this one makes a Berkas Hashvach on the Havana, is the bracha a Berkas Hashvach al menhagei shalom, or is the bracha a Berkas Hashvach on this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something through which one can be nana? And so too one has to know, does one have to experience the re'iyah of chidushei shalavan in order to mevarech, or do we say that one can mevarech al menhagei shalom even without actually experiencing the chidushei shel halavana? In the Mechaber and the Muntavcha of Vav Sef Aleph, we find that the Mechaber brings down the halacha as follows: Harei Lavana v'chidusha mevorech asher b'ma'amori borosh chokim. From the Mechaber, it is mashma that one needs to have a riyah in order to be mevorech, and the makor of the Mechaber is a Yerushalmi in Perek Harei Halacha Gimel, that the Yerushalmi says Harei Lavana v'chidusha mevorech. So again, from the Mechaber, whose Makar is Yerushalmi, is mashma that one needs to have a re'iyah of the Havana v'chidusha in order to be mevarech. In other words, one has to experience the chidusha shal ha'Havana in order to be mevarech. That is the mashmos of the Mechaber. But as we find in the Achrenim, there is a tremendous machlekes between the Radvaz and the Marikash if Asuma is mevarech berkas ha'Havana or not. The Marashal understands that Asuma is Mevorech Berkas Halavana. On the other hand, the Marikash argues, and the Marikash says that Asuma is not Mevorech Berkas Halavana, since in order to Mevorech Berkas Halavana, one needs to see Levana Bechidusha. According to the Marashal, this that we find, that the Mechaber says Arei Levana Bechidusha Mevorech, the Mechaber does not mean that one needs to have a Re'iyah of Levana Bechidusha in order to be Mevorech. But rather, all the Mechaber means is this: if one saw Levana b'chidusha, then he is mechuyav levarech. And once someone saw Levana b'chidusha, then there is a chiyav levarech. But even if one did not see Levana b'chidusha, he is able to be mevarech. In the Ramah we find that the Ramah goes on to say, "Veinu kadesh achidesh ela b'leila be'eish halavana zeyreches v'nehenin me'yara." Now, okay, one has to understand what is pshat in this that the Rama says, that one needs to be nenen me'ayah in order to be mevarech. Okay, even without being nenen me'ayah, one should be able to mevarech, since the bracha is not a berkas ha'nenen, but rather it is a berkas ha'shvach. So to explain pshat in this that the Rama says, that in wakadesh ha'chidesh el b'layla b'ish ha'avona zeyreches v'nenen me'ayah, okay, one can explain pshat in the Rama as follows: that the Rama understands that the bracha on the Havana is a berkas hashvach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Havana in order that we should be nana. And for that reason, the Ramah understands that in order to make such a berkas hashvach, one can only make a berkas hashvach on the Havana that one has a possibility to be nana from. This that we explained, that the bracha on the Havana is a berkas hashvach, for this HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Havana through which one can have ana. So too we find in the Radvaz, that the Radvaz says this that Asuma can mevorech on the Havana is similar to this that Asuma is mevorech the bracha of Yitzar Ma'ireis, since he also receives Hana from Ma'ireis, and he also receives Hana from the Havana through the help of other people. From the Radvaz, one clearly sees that the Radvaz understands that the bracha on the Havana is a berkas hashvach, for this HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something through which one can be nana. And it is not just a berkas hashvach on the gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so to one sees from this that the Mishmur brings down from the Radvaz, that in whom a shar sheteskas ha'havana be'emtza berkasei sha'oz o'yaschel berkasei, since the bracha is a bracha on this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us ha'havana to be nene from the ha'havana, one needs to have the opportunity to be nene from the Havana. And therefore, if Be'em Tzabrachasa Yiskasa, he should not be Mevorech. So again, if one needs to experience the Chidusha Shal HaHavana in order to be Mevorech, is a machlekes between the Radvaz and the Marikash. Now, as far as the actual bracha, if the bracha is a Birkas HaShvach, Amen Hogei Sholeilam, or the bracha is a Birkas HaShvach, for this HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something through which one can be Nene, from the Ramah and the Radvaz one clearly sees that the bracha is a Birkas HaShvach, for this HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something through which one can be Nene. And for that reason, the Ramah goes a step further, that one needs to have the opportunity to have a Hana. And therefore one needs Be'esh Alvana Zeyreches V'nen in Me'ora. Now as far as the Chiev of Noshim, Be'virkas Alvana, we find that the Magen Avraham says that Noshim are P'turis Melkadesh Alvana Davi Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Man Grama. Now okay, one has to understand Pshat in the Magen Avraham, as we find that the Chacham Shlimei asks, why is the bracha on the Alvana Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Man Grama? Okay, the bracha on the Alvana does not have a set time. This that one cannot be mevarech. La'achar milei halvana is because the entire bracha is only al chidusha shal halvana. And la'achar milei halvana, the bracha no longer applies, but that itself should not be a reason for us to consider the bracha of kiddush halvana as a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. That is a kasha that the Chacham Shlima asks on the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. In the Ramah and Siman Tav Chaf Vav Seif Beis we find that the Ramah says the following halacha, that in order to mevarech Birkas Halvan, one has to mevarech Mo'amid. And the makar that is brought is a Torah in Siman Tav Chaf Vav. L'chir, one has to understand this, one has to mevarech Birkas Halvan Mo'amid, is a mefurish Gemara, as Abayi says, Hilkach Tzarech Meimra Mo'amid. So to answer both these two kashas, we find the Ramesha in Igris Moshe Rechem Chilkav Samukov Mem Gemo. And Rav Moshe Nigris Moshe Chayshem Mishpar Chelk Beis Simim Mem Zayin Eis Beis says the following chiddush, that from this Rabbi says Hokach Tzaruch Hameimah Mo'amid, I would have said that the chiyuv to say kiddush Havana Mo'amid is only if he was a varech al achidush bizmanei, like we find in the Rambam in Perek Yud Miochas Brachas Halachi Yud Zayin, that the Rambam says with Tzaruch Havarech Brachas Umo'amid Shkon Varech al achidush bizmanei. And only then does the Rambam say, "Don't kimi avarech ad tezayin yoim." In other words, the ikar zman of kiddush halvana is bizmanai, which refers to tchilas chidusha, and this one is avarech ad tezayin yoim is only b'diavad. And as is mashma in the Rambam, this that we say that he is considered kamekabo pnei hashchina is only if he was mevarech halavana b'tchilas chidusha, and therefore one can say that the entire halacha mo'amid is only halacha b'tchilas chidusha. For that reason, the makar of the Ramah that one has to mevarech mo'amid ad tesayin yoim is only from the Torah. From the Gemara itself, there is no raya that there is halacha to mevarech mo'amid ad tesayin yoim besides for tchilas chidusha. Based on this, that there is a zman v'chatchila of kiddush halavana, which is v'tchilas chidusha. For that reason, Moshe goes on to say that the bracha on the halavana is considered a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. The zman is v'tchilas chidusha, and even though one has the ability to mevarech at the zayin yoim, but still that is only a tashumen for the ikar zman of birkas halavana. Based on this, Moshe goes a step further. And Rav Moshe says that Birkas Halvon is made up of two parts, and there are two separate mitzvahs. One is being Mekayim when he is Mevarech Halvona. One mitzvah is the regular Birkas HaShvach of Aroya, but then there is another halacha as well, the Rabbanu Mesak and Achiv to be Mekabel Penei Hashchina. And for that reason, one can explain Pshat in this that according to the Rambam, one is Mevarech Ad Tezayin Yoim, even though, as far as Kabo'as Pnei Hashchina, Kabo'as Pnei Hashchina is only B'tchilas Chidusha, is because even though as far as the Chiyuv of Kabo Pnei Hashchina is concerned, that is only B'tchilas Chidusha, but there is a separate mitzvah of Birkas Haroya, and the mitzvah of Birkas Haroya applies till Tezayin Yoim. Rav Moshe goes on to explain Pshat in our Gemara as follows. This our Gemara says, that Noshim are mevarech barach ata Hashem echadash chadashim, but they do not say the entire nosach, is because Noshim are only mechuyev in the Berakas Haroya of Berakas Halvana. As far as the Berakas Haroya of Berakas Halvana is concerned, it is not considered a mitzvah sase shazman grama, since there is one kwal. And this Berakas Haroya of Berakas Halvana is included in the category of all Berakas Haroya. When one sees something which is mechay v'shvach, one is mechuyev to be mishabeach. And therefore, Berakas Haroya does not have any zman. This, that they do not say the entire nusach, is because the entire nusach that we say beberakas halvana is based on the mitzvah midrabanan wakabel pnei hashchina. And as far as the mitzvah wakabel pnei hashchina, the mitzvah is a mitzvah shehazman groma. And therefore, Noshim are not mevorech the entire nusach of Berakas Halvana, besides for the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem Chadesh Chadashim. That is how Rav Moshe explains Pshat in our Gemara. Based on this Mahalach of Rav Moshe, one can go back to the Radvaz and explain Pshat in the Radvaz as follows. This that the Radvaz understands, that a Suma makes a bracha, even though there is no Re'iyah, as we asked Ochira from the Yerushalmi and the Mechaber one clearly sees that one needs a Re'iyah. As the Mechaber says, based on Ramesha, one can explain Pshat and the Radvaz as follows. This that the Radvaz says, that a Suma makes a bracha, is not referring to the entire Nusach of Berakas Halvana, but rather it is only referring to the Nusach of Baruch Ata Hashem Mechadesh Chadashim. And a Suma is also included in the halacha that he is Mevorech of Berakas Hashvach on the Levana. This that the Mechaber says that one needs to have a Riyah is as far as the entire Nusach HaBracha, as the Mechaber says, Kol Aroi Levana B'chidush HaMevorech Asher B'ma'amore Bara Shchakim. In order to have the entire Nusach, one needs to have a Riyah, since with a Riyah, it is considered K'mekabo Pnei HaShchina. Without a Riyah, it is not considered K'mekabo Pnei HaShchina. Based on this, one can say that this, how we mentioned before, B'Shem the Ramah, that one needs b'shash halvana zayraches v'nene meyoya is only in order to be considered k'mekabel p'nei hashchina. In order to be considered k'mekabel p'nei hashchina, one needs to be nene meyoya. And therefore, in order to say the entire nusach of Berakas Halvana, one needs to be nene meyoya. But even without being nene meyoya, one will still be able to mevorech the bracha of Baruch Ata Hashem Mechadesh Chadashim, just like a regular Berakas Hashvach. In the Medrash, in Shmeis Rabbah, Perek Tezvav Simen Chav Dalet, it is mashma that our Berakas Halvana is me'en Kiddush HaChidesh, and so do we find in the Tshuvas Marashag Simen Heyos Vav, that Berakas Halvana is a Zeichel Kiddush HaChidesh Ahoye Bizmana Sanhedrin. Based on this, one can say that Berakas Halvana is made up of two components. It is made up of this, that there is a Berakas Hashvach taking place, but there is another component as well, which is Me'en Kiddush HaChidesh. And therefore one can say that ladies are included in the Berakas Hashvach of Berakas Halvana, but they are not included in the component of Me'en Kiddush HaChidesh. And so to this that one needs a Re'iyah is as far as this, that Berakas Halvana is Me'en Kiddush HaChidesh. That is another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara, and explain Pshat in this, that the Yerushalmi and the Mechaber say that one needs to have a Re'iyah in order to mevorech the Nusach HaBracha of Asher B'ma'amorei Bara Shchakim. So again, as you mentioned, Berakas Halvana is a Berakas Hashvach. According to Ramesha, besides her Berakas Halvana being a Berakas Hashvach, there's another mitzvah as well. The Rabbanu were mesakin a mitzvah to be mekabel pnei hashchina, which according to Rabbi Nimanech that we mentioned before can be explained that Rabbanu were mesakin a mitzvah to say eidos she'asidim l'schadish k'moisa. According to the mashmos of the Medrash and Shmeis Rabbah, it is mashma that in Berakas Halvana one has me'en kiddush hachidush.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.